We are learning Mesechtas Chulin Daf Kuf Vav Amabez, and we are starting the bottom line of Daf Kuf Vav Amadal, continuing the halachas of Netilas Yadayim. Tan Rabbanan, Netilas Yadayim Lechulim Ara Perak. Now, Rashi and Tosfos explain that in the finger, there are three prakim. One perak is close to the end of the finger. The end of the finger is first perak. Second perak is the middle of the finger. The third perak is by the knuckles. So perak one is on top. Perak two is the middle joint. And then the last joint, the third one, is the knuckle. So Rashi says like this. The tilas daim lechulin ala perak. You have to wash until the second joint, which means the middle joint in the finger. That's what you have to wash until. And Tosfos is by Varns, maybe perak means the first joint. So he says, by the thumb, the first joint is nowhere near that. It's more closer to the second joint. Therefore, it makes sense that ad perak would mean the second joint. Litruma, you have to wash ad ta'anayon ta'apon beis ad perak until the third one, until the knuckles. So by truma, you wash till the knuckles. You have to wash the tilas daim until the knuckles. Kiddush daim reglaim mikdash ad perak. Kiddush daim reglaim the base mikdash was ad perak was till the wrist. Until the wrist. So we have three levels. We have for the din of truma, which is we wash our hands for chulin, not for truma, for the din of chulin, we wash our hands for chulin, we do it till the middle joint. For truma, if you wash your hands for truma, you have to do it until the knuckles. For kiddush daim reglayim, b'mikdash, you do it till the wrist. Another halacha about tefillas daim, v'chol davar shechoytes b'tefillah v'guf, anything that's choytes by tefillah v'guf, for example, a bandage, is a problem also by tefillas daim. Choytes tefillas daim l'chulin. It's choytes tefillas daim l'chulin. All the halachas of chatzitzim, simon kuf tzad achesin yeredeya, on a geya in the din of chatzitzim when it comes to tefillas daim, and that's in simon kuf tzad achalav. Over kiddush daim, so called of choytes tefillas daim l'chulin, choytes tefillas daim l'chulin, over kiddush daim regalim mikdash. The same chatzitzim applies for tefillas daim and for kiddush daim regalim mikdash. Omar Rav. Rav says, we showed on his hand, ad kan l'chulin, he showed until here, which means the second joint l'chulin, ad kan l'chuma, until the knuckles of chuma. V'shmuel Amar said, ad kan bein l'chulin bein l'chuma, l'chumra. He said, both have to go to the knuckles. Just like chuma is to the knuckles, chulin also you have to wash until the knuckles. Rav Sheis Amar, ad kan bein l'chulin bein l'chuma l'kula. He said, no, the opposite. Both could be to the second joint. Both chulin and chuma could be the second joint. Omar Bahedya Vakamina Kameh Rav Ami Va Omar, and he said, Ad Kan Bein Lechul Bein Chuma Lechumra. He said like this, that Bein Lechul Bein Chuma, you have to toll the knuckles. V'loy Tamer Rav Ami was the Koyin Hu. Don't say Rav Ami was more Machmaku as a Koyin Hu. The Rabbi Meisha Bab Reid Rav Shuma Levi, he was a Levi. So this one the Koyin he did there because he had to eat Chuma, so therefore he's more Machmed. But we're saying, but Rabbi Meisha, who was a Levi, he wasn't eating Chuma. Va Omar Ad Kan Bein Lechul Bein Chuma Lechumra. They go as both of them Lechumra. So it comes up in this Gemara, most of the Amoraim, Meikurim, Shuma, Levi, they hold that you do it till the knuckles. And that's how we pass Galach L'maisa, that you have to do at least till, like Chuma, till the knuckles. So that's what would come after this Gemara, you do till the knuckles. L'maisa, the Shita of the Rif, and the Taich, the Gemara, is a little different. The Rif's Girsa has different little Girsa, and the Rif learns that everything goes up a step. That L'chulin, the Gemara is saying, until the knuckles. L'chuma, until the wrist. And Kiddush Rogalim might be told the elbow. Tosfos Bavarn Shusad might be told the elbow. So for him, if you go in Lechumra, we're paskening that Bein Lechul and Bein Chuma need until the wrist. And therefore in Shulchan Aruch, we pasken Ikka, the first loss in the area is, you have to wash your hands until the wrist. That's you have to wash your hands. It's V'yesh Oimrim until the knuckles. But, and he says, now you can like Lashon Rishon. So there's a Mashmais, he's definitely, until the knuckles, definitely a good sad. But Lamaisa, he says, the Ikka Lashon is, the first one, the first sheet is, you have to wash until the wrist. Omar Rav, Noitel Adam Eshtei Yadav Shachris. A person could wash his hands in the morning. A Master Aleim Kol Yom Kula. He makes a Tanai. This washing should work the entire day for Achila, for eating. Amulu Rav Avina Levnei Paksa the Aravais. They lived in this Bika of this place. There was not much water. There was a desert. He says, "Good Atun, you people, Leshichel Humaya. You don't have a lot of water. Moshi Yadach Metzafra. Wash your hands in the morning. Va'asti Alayu LeKula Yoma. And make a Tanai for the whole day." That's what Rav. That's what Rabbi Avina told the Bnei Paksa the Aravos. So is that Shittim of the Gemara before or not? So Ikad Amri, V'shasach the Tchak in, sounds like he was telling them, only you guys who don't have water, you could do it. You could make a Tanai beginning of the day and have you wash your hands for the whole day. But other people not. Pliga the Rav. August the Rav says you could do this. Rav says you could do that. They were just saying, he was just telling you, by the way, you could, by you, Rav is bearing the get. Not that's the only way to do it, it's only b'shas tzachak. Even though it's b'shas tzachak, and it does stem with Rav. Now, just to this halacha, you have to look at Meshulchan Aruch, it's not so posh. What it means is, you washed your hands in the morning for something else, and you were careful and you had a mind for hamaitzi later on, that works. Or you wash your hands for hamaitzi now, and you have a mind for a different hamaitzi. But if you're washing your hands lahedya for hamaitzi, you can't say, oh, I'm going to do something else in between now. That you definitely can't do. It's only if you wash your hands for a different reason, either for a different eating or for a different reason, you can have a mind for that. And again, if he wants out, only b'shas tzachak b'maisa, we pass even shloim b'shas tzachak b'maisa. A person shouldn't be soymach on this unless there's a reason for it. He should make a tana beginning of the day when he washes that it is for the whole day.